Talk about a dog's life. Pampered pooches step this way. Beijing is the place to be. Dogs clipped, primped, washed and dried. Here, it's the owners who go to obedience school. These people paying almost $1,000 US a month to learn how to properly care for their pets. Dogs are hot in Beijing, a symbol of a new affluent middle class.
She's just like my own daughter. I have two more dogs at home. They're my sons. I call them daughter and son.
Yes, pets as surrogate children, even surrogate husbands. 23-year-old dog owner Chin Lu certainly thinks her dog makes a more loyal partner. She's spending 1,300 yuan, that's almost $200 US a month, sending her dog to this training school. Think about it. Almost half her monthly salary as a secretary.
Personally, if I have a dog, I want to give it the very best of everything. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a dog.
Before we get too sentimental, though, other dogs in China have a far more grisly fate. Many still destined for the dinner table. Dog meat, a popular delicacy. But appetites are changing. What was once for the eating is now for the treating. Beijing alone is home to more than a million dogs. Owners spend an average $25 a month on pets. Do the math. Dogs are big business. Ning Wei runs this obedience school on the outskirts of Beijing.
It has been open for almost 3 years. There are many dogs, and now we are opening another branch.
As their owners embrace everything Western, so too are the dogs. Ning Wei specializing in producing a new breed of bilingual puppies. Yes, dogs that understand Chinese and now English.
Sit. This is Mars, still a little puppy as you can see. I'm going to do the test now, see if it answers both in English and Chinese. Effectively, if it's Chinese is better than my English and it's English is better than my Chinese, if you know what I mean. Okay, Mars, 我小, good girl. That's shake hands. Now we'll ask it in English. Mars, shake hands. Yeah, good girl.
Yes, if you need any reminding, this is the Chinese year of the dog. Stan Grant, CNN, Beijing.